Country Bob FM.
Neil, how do you manage a week without the Bob Almanac to get you through?
It's difficult.
I'd imagine it is.
I battled.
There's a void that sometimes you just can't put your finger on, right?
Yeah, that is true.
Monday, July 13th, 195 in, 171 left. 1832, this is pretty significant locally here in Minnesota because a guy by the name of Henry Schoolcraft, he was an explorer. Sounds like a guy who'd come up with maybe like school supplies, like pencil boxes and pencil sharpeners and maybe
the rounded scissors,
colored pencils, exactly, the number two pencils or the big fat ones that you had to have in kindergarten. Do they still require kindergartners? I know they're doing a lot more in kindergarten now than we did. Mm-hmm. They're doing math and they're reading and stuff. We were basically doing telling time and tying your shoes. Those are the two main things for our kindergarten. Are they still requiring you to have like the big fat pencil?
That I don't know. I'm too far removed, Jim.
It's a big gauge. Explorer Henry Schoolcraft discovered the source of the Mississippi River. This date, of course, right here in our beautiful state of Minnesota, 1832.
All right.
You had something to add?
No, I said that I was going to, I wanted to, I missed the year. I wanted to make
1832.
Sure.
Patent of the day today. It was patent number one. 1836, John Ruggles received patent number one from the U.S. Patent Office. Ruggles patented his traction wheel for use in locomotive steam engines. Now, it was patent number one, but it wasn't the first patent. There were almost 10,000 patents before that, but they weren't numbers. They weren't numbered.
Really?
They didn't number the patents up until now, 1836. So, John Ruggles, way to go. Hollywood sign officially dedicated on this date. 1923 is basically a real estate sign. They wanted to sell real estate. Hollywood Land was the original lettering and what the original sign said in those huge letters up in the Hollywood Hills.
Sure.
It would later then, they dropped the land part in 1949. And it's a landmark now.
It sure is.
That Hollywood sign.
Very famous.
1960, this.
Let me say first that I accept the nomination of the Democratic Party. I accept it without reservation and with only one obligation. The obligation to devote every effort of my mind and spirit to lead our party back to victory and our nation to greatness.
John F. Kennedy, this date, he won the Democratic presidential nomination 1960 for the 1960 presidential race. He would go on to defeat Richard Nixon, as you know. Wouldn't that be something if somebody stepped up and they had the nomination? You go, you know what, I changed my mind.
Yeah. I think I'm out.
Yeah, you know, I thought about it, and I knew this moment was coming, but I'm out.
Yeah.
Find somebody else. 1965, this was in Bloomington.
NBC Sports presents from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, Minnesota, the 1965 All-Star Baseball Game.
Oh, my God. And there were so many All-Stars, the Hall of Famers. It's littered with Hall of Famers up and down, both the American League and the National League. It was just tremendous.
Sounded like Joe Garagiola.
It was, because that was he and Jack Buck calling that particular presentation on NBC. And I think they aired that as a Twins classic on FSN, if I'm not mistaken. It's in black and white.
Yeah.
Didn't Harmon hit a home run?
He did. Yeah. I believe he did.
So that was in 65. It's been a while since we've done this.
Albania, Albania, you border on the Adriatic.
Of course, as Sam frantically looks through his textbook trying to, he's basically fact-checking the coach.
Right.
On what he is saying in the song. Albania in the news, the state in 78, it drops the diplomatic relations with the People's Republic of China. No longer deal with China. Just can't take, couldn't take any more of their crap.
Right.
So Albania said, we're out. That was in 78. 82, more baseball. A lot of all-star games on this date.
The Twins to Minnesota. From Minnesota Twins, Kent Herbeck.
It was in French and English, so that could only mean that the all-star game was in Paris. No, actually, Montreal. This date in 82, Kent Herbeck, sadly, his first and his only all-star appearance.
Right.
which seems wrong, but that's just, there were a lot of other great first basemen in the American League there in the 80s and early 90s.
Sure.
Never won a gold glove either, which was really
a
head-scratcher.
That's a travesty.
Really.
Yeah.
So Montreal was the first time that the All-Star Game had been outside of the United States. 1982. 3 years later, in London and in Philadelphia, it was a big day. Live Aid on this date, Queen, Radio Gaga. Radio Goo Goo. That kind of sounds what we do on a daily basis here.
It does,
Neil.
A little
Radio
bit, yeah.
Goo Goo. Freddie Mercury and Queen. One of the most memorable performances from that day. And it was immortalized, and it's really a nice scene if you watch that Queen movie. You've seen
and
the
I
Queen
have,
movie?
Yes.
Bohemian
I saw it on
Rhapsody.
A flight to Italy.
So that was this day in 85.
Didn't Phil Collins go play in both?
He sure did. Yeah. He utilized the Concorde.
That was impressive,
He was
too.
In London, then he went over to Philadelphia at JFK Stadium, which is, well, kind of fitting. It was JFK Stadium on the day that he accepted the nomination, 1960. This was 85. More baseball, 93 All-Star Game.
There's a drive to deep center. Grissom on the run, at the wall, home run.
Baltimore, Camden Yards, Minnesota Twin Zone.
Kirby Puckett with a home run, and the American League is on the board. It's 2-1.
Kirby Puckett with a home run. He had a couple of hits, and he was the All-Star MVP.
That's impressive.
In the 93 All-Star game, and that's the game where he hits a double, and that's the classic shot of him kind of pointing at the camera and kind of winking. That you see that a lot. MLB
right.
uses it often.
Right.
That's where that came from. And that was the same All-Star game where Randy Big Unit Johnson threw the ball over John Crux's head.
Oh.
And he became a little gun-shy as a result.
That was one of the more humorous at-bats that we've seen.
It was humorous. I was rolling on the floor.
Yeah.
John Crux wasn't.
No. He was not wanting no part. He was not standing in.
How about that Jeff Galooly guy?
We personally blame everything on Jeff Galooly.
And if she'd never met Jeff Galooly, things would have turned out completely different.
Sure they would have. Jeff Galooly sentenced to 2 years in prison for his part in the attack on Nancy Kerrigan.
Why?
He served only 6 months behind bars. Mm-hmm. He was sentenced to 2 years. That was
an ugly deal.
Almost as ugly as his mustache.
Right. Terrible.
That was in 94, 2010 in the news.
Legendary Yankees owner George Steinbrenner has died.
Reports are he had a massive heart attack at his home. Steinbrenner was best known for his role with the Yankees, but he was also a legend here in the Bay Area where he lived and was a champion for the community.
And he was immortalized in Seinfeld. Larry David doing his voice on several episodes. Does this sound about right? George Steinbrenner had to be a tough guy to work with, though. 20 managers in 23 years, I believe.
Jeez.
He had 20 managers, and they weren't different managers either. He recycled
good.
Them.
Oh, yeah.
Most notably Billy Martin.
Sure, but he did others.
Yes.
Then he had Lou Piniella a couple of times.
Sure. And Yogi Berra.
Yeah.
So, 2010, George Steinbrenner dead at the age of 80. And still can't explain the Jay Buhner trade.
No.
Had a rocket of an arm.
Yeah.
Frank Costanza knew. That it was a bad trade.
Yep.
And then 4 years ago, not Albania again. I almost said Albania again. I want to hear Albania.
I know. I love
Albania, but instead, where's the Theresa May thing? Stand by for news. I'm pretty sure I had, because this is Brexit. This is kind of a big deal. You know what? I must have deleted it. Neil, please give us an update on what's going on with Brexit.
It's a work in progress, Jim, and it's happening.
But they are making progress?
Yes, okay. Progress being made.
Because on this day, 2016, Theresa May became the Prime Minister of Britain. She's no longer the Prime Minister. That Boris guy is now.
Right.
The guy with kind of the disheveled hair who had coronavirus there. For a while, he was recovered. Did you know that?
I did not.
Did you know the Prime Minister of, I don't know, maybe he didn't test negative or positive. They thought he did. He had some symptoms, so he quarantined, did the whole thing. Let's move on to birthdays now.
And we must succeed. Let's make sure history never forgets the name Enterprise.
We have not forgotten the name Enterprise, and it's Patrick Stewart as Jean-Luc Picard. He's 80. He's the big 80 today.
Hmm.
Did you know that they They revitalized that role. They got a new one on the old CBS streaming app. It was called Picard. It was good. It was good. You don't do any streaming. You stream...
No, not much, no.
Yeah. Patrick Stewart is 80 today. Harrison Ford.
I didn't know you could fly a plane.
Why, yes! Land, go!
Those lines from those movies are funny because Harrison Ford has trouble landing planes in real life, as we have found out. He'll just land anywhere. He'll crisscross a landing strip, or he'll be on the wrong runway, or almost hit another plane. It's kind of funny. Of course, he doesn't like snakes either. He chose wisely, and that was good. Harrison Ford. He was Han Solo, Indiana Jones. Name me two bigger characters. I don't think you can.
You can't. You really can't.
78 today.
Everything,
and I'm pretty sure that's the movie where they were fighting against the goose-stepping morons. Roger McGuinn. Roger McGuinn from the Birds. Oh, yeah. I know this one. He's 78 today. Happy birthday to him, good guy. Yeah.
Sure, Sir Isaac Newton unraveled the mysteries of gravity. But could he have unraveled the mysteries of Rubik's Cube? 3 weeks ago, Judge Smith retired.
I'm sure he could have. Isaac Newton.
I would have thought he would have.
Erno Rubik, the man who gave us Rubik's Cube, is 76.
Don't like him.
I was born in East LA.
You don't like Erno Rubik. What do you think of Cheech?
Like him.
Now there's a mustache.
Born in East LA. Well, let's see your green card, huh?
Green card? I'm from East LA.
All right, well, then who's president of the United States?
Oh, that's easy, man. That guy used to be on Death Valley days, John Wayne.
All right, let's go. Come on.
Cheech Marin, Cheech and Chong. You know, he was good as the caddy in Tin Cup, too.
He was great.
He's done a lot of acting. Nash Bridges, he was a regular on that with his buddy, what's his name? Guy from Miami Vice.
Don Johnson
is his name. Yes. Cheech Marin. Richard is his first name. I don't think anybody calls him Richard.
I don't think so.
Other than his mother. His mother called him Richard, and that was it. Richard, come here. She wouldn't call him Cheech, I'm sure. Cheech.
I don't think so.
74.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned
What time
upside
is it?
Down, and I'd like to take a
Thankfully,
just
it's
right
TV
there.
Theme time.
I should let you know that I used and abused
Virtual Neil
like a rented mule all week last week.
I would expect nothing less.
I got as much mileage out of Virtual Neil as possible. Almost as much mileage out of that old F-150 had, the red one.
I remember that.
So Daphne Reed, she was one of the Aunt Vivs. There were two of them, kind of like two Darrens from Bewitched. Daphne Reed, 72. Mm-hmm. Locally, we got Pinky Nelson, George Pinky Nelson, the astronaut from Willmar, Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
Minnesota native. He flew on three space shuttle, what do you call those
missions.
Things? It's a mission.
Yeah.
As they blast and they're able to break through and break the Earth's gravity and make their way up to orbit or maybe to an international space station. Who knows? But Pinky Nelson is 70.
Beauty school dropout. No graduation day.
It isn't Frankie Avalon's birthday. It's D.D. Kahn's version.
She was on extensively last night on the behind the scenes of Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, yeah, they're good friends.
Yes, they are.
She's one of the great Khans, Madeline Kahn, Wrath of Kahn. D.D. Kahn.
She was
69.
If you're thinking freer,
yeah, that's what that's from. That's from Greece, where she's the beauty school dropout. She's got the pink hair.
Yes.
I think she wanted to give Sandy a tattoo or a piercing or something.
Yeah.
Would not have been pretty. So one of the Mandrell sisters, this is Louise Mandrell. You got your Barbie, you got your Louise, and the other one was what, Earlene?
Earlene, yes.
Earlene's the one I always forget. It's kind of like the third tenor.
Right.
66 for Louise Mandrell. Here's a voice.
Well, it's no secret that the best thing about a secret is secretly telling someone your secret, thereby secretly adding another secret to their secret collection of secrets.
Wow.
Secretly.
There's SpongeBob, and the guy who gave us that voice, his name is Tom Kenny, 58.
Our new slam dunk champion.
champion with an incredible upset. Spud Webb.
Spud Webb, 5 foot seven. He looked like Manu Bol, though, compared to Muggsy Bogues.
Yeah.
Muggsy Bogues is only 5'3".
$12,000 in prize money.
Spud had some serious ups.
Yeah, he won the slam dunk contest. That was the 86 All-Star game, and he's 57.
Chow. Leslie Chow. What are you talking about, Willis? Holla, city of squalla.
I think that's where we first saw Ken Jeong was on Hangover. Then
yes.
He was on Community, and he had his own show, which I really enjoyed, and they... unceremoniously canceled it. Ken Jeong is a 51. And
funny guy.
Yeah, he is. Rapper of the day, Rich the Kid. Rich the Kid.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Twinkie the Kid, but not really. This guy doesn't have a soft, creamy center. 28 today, and he won't last 1,000 years like Twinkies either. So there you go.
Gone but not forgotten. Television talk show host. He was the first host of the Today Show, Dave Garraway.
Usually you'll be able to hear Jimmy's voice. The line to Washington's been a little busy this morning. It didn't come quite through on time. There'll be lots of bugs on this show, by the way, from time to time. This is a fairly ambitious undertaking.
That's from the first Today Show. They had
some
issues.
That was live television.
That was live television. They had some issues with that first one.
And they're going to have some bugs.
Dave Garraway, he treated it and acted as the pro that he was. And that's why they brought him on.
Impressive. 1913 for Dave Garraway.
Could you imagine Matt Lauer in that scenario?
Oh,
he would have been losing it.
Fumbled his way through.
Chairs would have been flying.
Right. What about, he was Hogan on Hogan's Heroes, Bob Crane, 1928.
House cleaning? Yes. This is a prison.
Major Hochstetter, back from town so soon?
Link, isn't this man ever locked up?
Careful how you talk to Colonel Klink, sir. The Gestapo doesn't frighten him.
Hogan! Sir, Colonel Hogan is most cooperative.
How good was that cast?
Too good. I just love that show. That was Bob Crane, who died, some say under, kind of mysterious. He was into some weird stuff.
Look
potentially.
Into it.
1928. Chef Paul Prudhomme, born on this day, 1940. And one more I've got here. Actor Robert Forster.
He was the guy, the vacuum salesman who made people disappear on Breaking Bad.
You are the target of a nationwide manhunt. Your face is all over TV. You are the hottest client I have ever had, by far.
Whoa.
It stands to reason. You got to keep out of sight.
There
and
it is.
What's keeping me from walking out that gate?
I don't know. I don't know what's keeping him, but he's Heisenberg, and he's Walt, and that's the vacuum. So they would call up and go, "Yeah, I need the da 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 with the HEPA filter." Then they would know that they're calling to disappear.
Yes,
to get a new identity and basically fall off the grid. The guy knew how to do it too, and he was good.
He's skilled.
And he just passed away like last year, October.
All right. Robert Forster is that man, born on this day, 1941, and they're gone.
Gone.
But not forgotten.
Would you like to start your Bobathon, your return to glory Bobathon, Neil? And the start of a no-repeat workday, your first no-repeat workday since you were, actually on, I don't know if you heard about this, but you were on paid leave. It was a paid suspension
for
various
morning show,
dalliances and egregious errors in judgment, really. So Bellamy Brothers, Kids of the Baby Boom, George Strait, The Cowboy Rides Away, or Ricky Van Shelton, I've Cried My Last Tear for You.
Bellamy's.
All you need for summer. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany.